I'm Michelle Gielen at CBS News headquarters in New York. An American icon of politics is dead. Massachusetts Senator Edward Kennedy passed away Tuesday night after suffering from brain cancer. He was 77. CBS News correspondent Katie Kirk takes a look back at the life of the last surviving son of an American political dynasty.
If $20 billion deficits were wrong under the Democrats, then $200 billion deficits are at least as wrong when the Republicans are in power.
Some called him the liberal lion.
You hear that? We are excluded from having an opportunity to debate this because of the power of the insurance industry.
Others, the keeper of the Kennedy flame.
In our family, he's known as Uncle Teddy.
When a gravely ill Ted Kennedy bounded to the stage at last year's Democratic National Convention, the nation was riveted, knowing the speech he'd give would likely be among his last.
The hope rises again, and the dream lives on.
But the legacy of the Kennedy dynasty is dreams not realized, and Ted was no exception. He was born Edward Moore Kennedy in 1932, the youngest of Joseph and Rose's nine children. Like his older brothers before him, Kennedy attended Harvard and then went to law school.
Ask not!
When his older brother won the presidency, Massachusetts voters sent then 30-year-old Ted Kennedy to fill JFK's Senate seat, and they never let him leave.
I ask you to join with me. Together we can build the future of Massachusetts.
But the Kennedy family would soon seem tragically star-crossed. With John Kennedy assassinated in 1963 and his brother Bobby gunned down during his presidential bid 5 years later. Ted Kennedy himself dodged death twice. First, when a twin-engine plane carrying him to the 1964 Democratic Convention crashed, and then during a more notorious accident in 1969, one that would follow him to his grave. When Kennedy drove his Oldsmobile Delmont off Dyke Bridge on Chappaquiddick Island, his passenger, Mary Jo Kopechne, died in the crash. Kennedy left the scene and didn't notify authorities until his young companion's body was discovered the following day.
This morning I entered a plea of guilty to the charge of leaving the scene of an accident.
Chappaquiddick continued to dog Kennedy when he challenged incumbent President Jimmy Carter for the White House in 1980.
The cause endures, the hope still lives, and the dream shall never die.
But it was his rambling response to this question from CBS's Roger Mudd that crippled his campaign.